AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is expected to devote much of tonight's State of the State speech to Flint's water crisis. Lead that has leached from old pipes has put families at risk. Attorney Carol McGehee is one of many lawyers who filed suit against the state and Snyder.
People, of course, are talking about rashes. They're talking about hair loss. They're talking about seizures that never happened before. We're talking to women that have had miscarriages.
Snyder plans to propose providing health services to children with elevated lead levels and to prevent water shutoffs if the bills are unpaid. Amir Hekmati, one of four Americans released by Iran in a prisoner swap, tells reporters in Germany he went through tough times during his more than 4 years in prison.
I tried my best to, you know, keep my head up and withstand all the pressures that were put upon me, some of which were very inhumane and unjust.
The former Marine was arrested and charged with spying while he was visiting family in Iran, his death sentence overturned to 10 years. Two others, Pastor Saeed Abedini and Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, are also being treated at a U.S. military hospital in Germany. Former Alaska governor and John McCain's 2008 running mate Sarah Palin has endorsed Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. The endorsement comes less than 2 weeks ahead of the critical leadoff Iowa caucuses. GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson canceled scheduled events today after four campaign workers were injured in a car accident this morning in western Iowa.
One of the vans in Iowa with one of our staffers and three student volunteers hit a patch of ice. Flipped on its side, was hit by another vehicle.
Campaign spokesman Jason Osborne says one man with the worst injuries is in a hospital in Omaha, Nebraska. The others were treated at a local hospital and should be released later today. This is AP Radio News. There's still no sign of 12 Marines who were on two helicopters that crashed last week off Hawaii. Sagar Magani has the latest.
The Coast Guard has now recovered all four life rafts from the two choppers. The Marine Corps says all four were empty, with no indication anybody had been on them. The 12 Marines have been missing since late Thursday. Authorities say they are still looking for survivors, with the Coast Guard saying it's focused on being absolutely sure it's checked every possible location. It's promising families will be told before any plans to end the search. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The city of Baltimore is buying police body cameras from Taser International. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake and Police Commissioner Kevin Davis says Taser Axon body camera was selected out of the three types of cameras that have been used in a pilot program that began back in October. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.